Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com. That's mycatholichealthcare.com. CMF Curo, healthcare fully alive. What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
By definition, a storyteller conveys events in words, images, and sounds, often by improvisation or embellishment. The Living Bread Radio Network presents The Storytellers with Tony Agnese. Today, you'll hear a faith-based, inspirational story that's both heartfelt and heartwarming. And now, let's meet today's storyteller with Tony Agnese.
Welcome to The Storytellers. This is Tony Agnese. You know, I've written a couple of books where I've told stories, and every time I do and every time I speak, I get people say to me, boy, you should, something you said, Tony, prompted me to think of a story in my own life. And so when we decided to do this radio show, we decided that I would bring on storytellers, other storytellers, people other than me. And today we have a fantastic storyteller joining us. Her name is Regina Pontus, and she is the author of a book called Perseverance is Key, Unlocking the Internal Power of You. It's available at catholicbook.net. And in the blink of an eye, your life can change. And perseverance is a very important part in our getting through those changes, those hard times in our lives. And Regina, reading your book, it almost looks like if you were to look up suffering in the dictionary, your picture would be there. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much. What actually a beautiful introduction. I appreciate that.
You know, life does change in the blink of an eye. Share with us, go back to the beginning and share with us your story. I think when people hear what you have to say, I think it's going to open up some hearts and give some people some hope. So start at the beginning. Tell me a little bit about your story, your personal journey, Regina.
Sure. I actually grew up of Irish and Portuguese stock, as they say. I grew up in East Coast in Boston, Massachusetts, and I lived in a bucolic community. And it was a very nice upbringing, but it was a very a white upbringing. It didn't have much cultural diversity until I got into a singing tour of Europe, which I did upon high school. And I was opened up to so many different diversities and cultures and really made me aware of what's going on in society, in the world in general. So I did that, and I ended up doing liturgical music from the time I was 16. I canted all the masses in the weekend for nothing. I just loved my service for the Lord. And I had the opportunity to go out to California, and I did that. And I ended up working for Entertainment Television. But then I ended up just cantering as well in California. And it was a really lovely experience until I got a phone call one day and I was told that my twin brother had been murdered. And that's when my life changed.
Wow. And this happened back in Massachusetts?
Actually, no, I had just gone to California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
then I've got a phone call overnight one night.
Wow. And yeah. So that has to be a shocking thing that you know, changes your life, as I said, in the blink of an eye.
It does, because everything seemed to be going along smoothly. I really thought I was, doing God's work, and I was so happy with what I was doing. But then I realized that other people were suffering in different ways. And when that happened to me, I just had a real awakening of what people go through in their lives, and that was just the beginning of what I was to endure.
This was your twin brother as well, right?
He was, yes. As a matter of fact, he was. He was the introvert. I was the extrovert, as you can tell. He was really a lovely soul, and it was so sad that he was taken at 33.
How did you deal with that, and how did it shake your faith, or did your faith play a role in healing? How did that come
about? I'll tell you an interesting thing. On the way back on the plane, I was really upset about it. I really couldn't think of what I wanted to say to God or even talk to God. But then when I came back, I actually was going through my brother's stuff, and unbeknownst to any one of us, we found a beautiful ceiling-to-floor charcoal drawing in my brother's room that he had drawn on the wall of the drywall. And it just showed that his strong faith and belief in God. And he had a divine mercy on there, as well as a beautiful picture of the Blessed Mother. And it just solidified my faith in God. It gave me kind of an indication that he was safe. He was at home.
That whole thing has to be challenging to your faith as well. And so seeing that, did it strengthen your faith or just give you faith to get through it?
It gave me faith to get through it, to be honest with you.
And then
he was not a real big church goer, but he had such a strong connection to Sister Faustina and to the Blessed Mother and to Jesus. It was just a strong, strong connection.
The book is Perseverance is Key, Unlocking the Internal Power of You. Regina Pontes is my guest. And so did life get back to normal at some point?
It seemed to for both. 3 years, and then I graduated, and I decided to go back to the job I was doing back in the East Coast. My parents at that time, I thought, were elderly. It's kind of a funny story. And so I came back here. My two sisters were married, so I felt that they needed help, and they needed to come back, and they're actually the age I am right now. And I thought that was elderly at the time. So in my 30-year-old mind, I thought they needed a tremendous amount of help. So I came back this way.
And then, I was at a Maroon 5 concert, and as I was leaving, a girl was walking out next to me. She said, "Hey, Pops,
oh my God,
how did you like the show?" And it was like,
it really does jar you into reality, doesn't it?
It does. I did an assessment, and I was the oldest person there, so I understand what you mean.
As long as it didn't take your teeth out.
Well, you've had other. It's amazing. The book just goes. If you were to write a laundry list of things that could ail you, boy, you've been there and done that. Continue your story. Tell us a little bit about some of the other things.
When I came back, I got the job back, and I was offered a new job in the same company, and I got my insurance back, and my doctor and I decided to get a baseline mammogram, and we did that, and then fast forward 2 years, we decided to do another check, and at the age of 38, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
It's kind of young.
It is very young. And at that point, they needed to do a lumpectomy, and that was the best way to go. But they also said I had a choice of radiation and chemo, and I just decided to opt for the lumpectomy, which to me was a better situation on my part. But that also entailed them having to do like a very major surgery on me as well because of my hormone levels. So it just changed my whole being after that. And I then ended up having to go through cancer treatments for melanoma. But in the next 10 years, I'd gone through melanoma, colorectal cancer. I had the breast cancer, and I had back surgeries. It was just a lot of just really severe diseases and illnesses that I had to deal with.
Your book is entitled Perseverance is Key. All of these things happening at once, a lot of us, we have things that happen in our lives, hard times, bad diagnosis and so forth. But it just seems like it's been piled on with you. Did you ever get the sense of God? Why are you piling this all on?
I did. And, you know, the more I thought about it, I was becoming a little bit, you know, disheartened and despondent. But I really started reading Job, and I talk about being a very weird situation, but I started feeling a kindred spirit to Job. And I just kind of reflected on what he had to endure and how we break down ourselves completely to rebuild ourselves again. And I started realizing that kind of was happening to me and the various things that I was doing and the people that I was helping through the process, because they saw my faith and how I was dealing with the situations that were negative and how faith sustained me throughout.
My my new book that just came out, is, the subtitle is Turning Your Misery into Ministry. And certainly you've done that.
Yes. To be honest with you, when there's any situation at all, the best thing to do is to try to find a silver lining. No matter how hard the situation can be, there's always going to be something that can be taken away, some lesson learned. And that's actually what happened to me when I finally had the stroke. I woke up in the middle of the night with a voice saying to me, lessons learned, write it down. Mm. And obviously I couldn't write. I had a stroke and I was bedridden. So I called the nurse and made her write it down. And in the morning, I got up and started working on an outline. Here I was hemiplegic, but I was sitting with a laptop on the desk, and I just started typing an outline. Mm. And that's how this book came to me.
So with all that you went through, that kind of triggered you to say, I need to get this down in writing. And was your goal to help others? Was that what your reason for writing it down? Or were you just journaling your life experiences?
No, my goal actually was to write it down, because if you remember, I've been cantering since I was 16, and I really felt that I was really doing God's work and able to bring people closer to God by being a cantor at Mass. And I touched a lot of people's lives. But then I thought about, with the throat cancer, I was very despondent after that specifically, because when you believe there's one thing in your life that you're supposed to be doing and that is ripped from you, no matter how bad the other cancers were, that one was devastating to me. I could actually sing before I could speak. So having that removed from me was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. So I kept saying to myself, what is it, God, that you want me to do? And I just kept listening in the silence. And finally, when I thought of writing the book, I realized that what I was doing was being called to hopefully give my word to people worldwide. And I'll tell you a really interesting conclusion about this book story, is that when I first posted the book or went online, there was a priest in India, and he asked if he could translate it for his people. Mm. So instead of touching people at a mass that I was doing, I was touching people worldwide. And it's only been out since March, but I'm already having it translated into Hindi, and there's another person in the Netherlands that is doing the same thing. So we don't know who we touch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the book is, what have been the response so far on the book in terms of emails or comments you get it when you're talking and so forth from those people?
People have actually, I've gotten all 5 stars, basically. What the largest takeaway is, they love the reflection questions at the end of certain chapters. Because they really want to think about, even though the chapters are short, they want to think about how would I deal with this situation? How could I be closer to God with this? How would I respond to this situation? Mm-hmm. So that was a wonderful thing. And that's the biggest key, is the takeaway for the information that I provided people, because I do have a lot of checks and balances and people to call and resources to log on to or to connect with. That was, the biggest takeaway for me.
Mm-hmm. Your book, in reading it, is kind of a roller coaster. You go from the emotions go from very high to very low to very high to very low as you go through the litany of illnesses and things that you've had to endure. This idea of perseverance. Spend a few minutes. Tell me a little bit about this idea of persevering and how that is the key to getting through these things, to persevere. Does that go back to Job, or how does that work?
Job, and that was also just part of my innate personality. that no matter what I had to deal with in my life, I would just make sure I slogged through until I got the whole thing done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my makeup. Where other people sit and reflect, I just, sometimes, to be honest with you, I'm like a born a chop shop, and I just get it done until it's complete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My guest is Regina Pontus. The book is entitled Perseverance is Key, Unlocking the Internal Power of You. And we'll be back in just a moment.
CatholicBook.net is a proud supporter of the Storytellers. Find all the books discussed on today's program at CatholicBook.net or visit our local shop in Canton at St. Raphael Books and Gifts, 4365 Fulton Drive Northwest. CatholicBook.net, for 30 years, a commitment to service.
This is Tony Agnese. Welcome back to The Storytellers. Our guest is the author of the book, Perseverance is Key, Unlocking the Internal Power of You. Her name is Regina Pontus. And Regina, this has been, we were just talking off the air during the break, and I said to you, you asked me about reading your book, and I said, I don't know that I could have gotten through all these things. I've certainly had things in my own life that have happened, and I've had some medical issues and so forth that I've gotten through, and they certainly have strengthened my faith. They certainly have made me see with a clearer vision. And I wanted to share that one thought with you and get you to respond to it. Is that, you know, when I was diagnosed with cancer 14 years ago now, and by the grace of God, I'm cancer free. But when I was diagnosed, it almost as if my life had been, I had been living my life in kind of a soft focus. And then when that diagnosis came in, everything became very clear to me. It was like everything was very vivid, and priorities seemed to put themselves in different orders. And my life priorities were reordered, and it was for always for the better. Did you have similar experiences with any of these or some of these?
To be honest with you, I don't have a reflection of something like that. I remember thinking that I needed to make sure I could do the best I could while I was here on the earth. And if I wanted to plant something to make sure something lived on, or if I wanted to touch people and talk to people about what my experience had been, I could do that. But it never did crystallize for me, other than after the stroke and writing the book.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you get through it, you talk about some of the transition steps, first and next steps. Would you share some of that information with us for those people who might be interested in your book?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
One of your chapters talked about the different steps you go through, first steps and next, some of these transitions that you go through.
Right. John Michael Talbot talks about this one situation of how when wheat comes to be, then we break it down and we start anew.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks through every step of what it goes through to make a living bread. And that's what I felt. We need to break ourselves down individually and look at all the different aspects of our lives to build ourselves up even stronger in the end.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a beautiful situation that he wrote. It was called Jesus the Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful book. That guy is a tremendous inspiration.
Absolutely.
That man.
How did you go through that process the first time? When you saw that, read that, heard that, how did that work for you? How did you do it?
I was looking and I started to pray and started to really meditate, reflect on my being and reflect on how I was situationally and how I was towards others and how I was towards God and just try to express myself in a better way every day to become closer to Christ.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the advice you'd give to others who are suffering as well.
Exactly. To take time to be with yourself, to listen in the silence, to listen and to hear what God is saying to you in the silence, and to grow and to build yourself that way, to begin to help others as well.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote the book, to reflect on that and to also help others with resources that they could have, et cetera, to get them to that level.
Perseverance is Key is the book, Unlocking the Internal Power of You. Regina Pontes is my guest. Giving back, you know, we always talk about the fact that joy comes from serving others. And I think you and I were chatting the other day, and I mentioned the Dominican sisters, you know, saying the word joy, J-O-Y, J for Jesus, that's first. And O for others, that's next. And then finally, Y for yourself.
I love that story.
I like that, too, because it really gives us the sense of that. At what point was it when you started writing the book that you said, you know, I've been through so much that I might be a blessing to someone else?
Yes, to be honest with you, that's exactly what happened. And I also found joy in figuring out that I could help others by actually taking every poem that my brother did. He wrote over 350, and as an honor to him, I created a Facebook page, and I posted those, and then I was able to do more reflections on his stuff as well. And I found joy in both those things and felt that I was being more of an instrument at that time, a vehicle to Christ in a different way.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I hope I'm answering these correctly.
No, there's no correct.
But those are just those my, are,
yeah,
right,
that's
just
what
my
impression. That's what we're looking for. Yeah, I begin my mornings at Mass by saying a little prayer, make me an instrument, put somebody in front of me today that you can help through me. And it's amazing how often that happens. It happens almost every day that someone will come into your life just something you say, something you you know, that you've been there, done that. You know what I mean? That it helps them, knowing that someone like you, who has been through so much, can come out of it, and not only come out of it with your faith intact, but with a stronger faith and the desire to share that faith with others. That's a wonderful thing.
There is a gentleman that I used to talk to when I had the stroke. He was a psychiatrist at the head of the hospital, and part of their rounds was they had to meet a patient every day. And this gentleman would come in at 6:00, 6:30 in the morning, and I would be awake and singing in my mind or just humming out loud. And he used to say at the very end of the final time that I was there, he said to me, Regina, can I ask you a serious question? And I said, yes, of course. And I was always very, you know, kind to him. And he said, how can I bottle up your spirit? He goes, what do you do? I said, the first thing I do each day upon opening my eyes is thank Christ and the Blessed Mother for being here and say, how can I be of service to you today? How can I help another individual, no matter what situation I'm in? And he said, well, God bless you. And that was the last I saw him. He really touched his heart, I believe. So that spoke volumes to me as well.
Yeah, when you have a doctor who hears that, and it probably affected the way he went about his practice.
I think so. I truly do think so. This man never had any religious comments to me about anything, but as he walked out the door, he walked out, turned, and I looked at him, and he said, God bless you.
That speaks volumes.
That was profound.
Yeah, it really is. It really
is. We all have God moments in our lives, and that was one of them.
You know, the God moments you mentioned, I'm sure that there were many of those along this journey. Are there any others that come to mind?
It was a beautiful situation where I had just come out of one of my surgeries for one of my cancers, and I was in a recovery. And I just started, before my throat cancer, so happy that everything went okay. And it was about midnight, and I started seeing Amazing Grace. And I was one of three people in that room, the nurse and a cleaning person and another patient, and the nurse started coming over to me singing Amazing Grace in harmony. And then the guy that was the cleaning guy from Haiti walked over and started singing it in Haitian. And we finished the song in harmony, and we all smiled at each other, blessed each other, and they walked away.
And who would have thought that,
just a God moment that touched everybody.
That's a wonderful moment. Perseverance is Key, Unlocking the Internal Power of You. Talk about that subtitle for just a minute here. Unlocking the Internal Power of You. Help us to better understand this power that we have internally.
Yeah, I think we're all called to really reflect on ourselves and to pull from our inner being the strength that we have to endure. Things that we don't think that we can have the strength, we get through it. And I think we all have that capability to pull ourselves through. But we just have to believe in ourselves and believe in the external being of Christ or God, whichever which one you want to pray to. But I believe we all have that innate ability within ourselves. We just allow ourselves the opportunity to let it grow within us.
Mm-hmm. In Corinthians, it's Corinthians 10:13, I think. It says that God is faithful and that he won't take us or tax us beyond our abilities.
I believe that.
And he'll give us a way out. And
yes,
so
yes.
There are a lot of people that I have met, homeless people and people in jails and prisons and so forth, and people in hospitals and nursing homes who cling to that verse that God is faithful and will be faithful to us. And that
yes, amen.
He won't tax us beyond our means. He certainly has taxed you to a limit that most people wouldn't even be able to comprehend.
I just find it a blessing that I'm here and that I'm able to help other people as well. And that's what I think God wanted me to do. He wanted me to learn and to be a messenger for the things that he knew that I could express as best I could.
Mm-hmm. And that he will get us through, and he'll give us a way out. And obviously,
exactly.
In all that you have, in all that you have been through, God has given you a way out. Well, Regina, this has been a fun time. It's gone by.
Oh, my God, you've been a doll. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. It's gone by very, very quickly, and I really appreciate your spending some time with us.
I wish you God's blessing.
You too. God bless you, and good health to you, as you move forward.
Praise God. I hope
so. The book is Perseverance is Key, Unlocking the Internal Power of You by my guest, Regina Pontus. The book is available at all of the online places you can get books, and it is available at CatholicBook.net. And you can just go to CatholicBook.net and type in Regina, Pontes, and you can order the book there. Regina, thank you so much for joining me. It's been great having you on.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much.
And that's our storytellers for today. Thank you for joining us here on the Living Bread Radio Network for The Storytellers. We'll be back again in 1 week with another edition of The Storytellers and another guest who will share their story with you, and we'll be happy to present it to you. We're brought to you in part by CatholicBook.net right here on the Living Bread Radio Network.
We hope you've enjoyed today's edition of The Storytellers with Tony Agnese, a production of the Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio. To learn more about today's storyteller, go to thestorytellersradio.com. There you can subscribe to the podcast and hear all of our past shows. And join us again next week at this same time for The Storytellers with Tony Agnese.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.